and he publishes a sports magazine. He's today what I would call immensely rich.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was, they were so poor at that time.
Uh-huh.
And his daddy died, and they moved out here then so we could, and my husband and the other two brothers would give her money enough to buy groceries and things, uh-huh. You know, they didn't have anything. But listen, he's plenty rich today.
Well, I hope, does he take care of his mother?
Oh, mercy, yes.
Oh, that's good.
He's a fine person.
What do you call that disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow?
Yellow fever, yellow jaundice.
Okay. If you eat something that doesn't agree with you, it might come back up and you...
Vomit.
Okay. Is vomit the most polite word for that?
Yes.
Okay. What are some less polite words for
it? Well, you'll say, well, I irk my toes up, or I upchuck half a night.
Okay. Yuck. Oh, I hate that worse than anything.
If I ever have to vomit, well, you better call a doctor. I'm sick.
Yeah, me too.
I get sick at my stomach, but I can't vomit.
Uh-huh. I'm that way too. My husband will just go in the bathroom and throw up just the easiest thing, and he feels better. I can't do that.
Now, you see, you said throw up.
Yeah.
And we said that too.
Uh-huh. I guess I say that.
More than vomit, or...
Yeah, I think I did say it more than vomit. Grow up, I guess. If you eat something that doesn't agree with you, you might feel sick. Where?
In the stomach.
Okay. And, if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house all the time, you'd say he's...
courting her.
Okay. And, in that case, he would be her...
steady.
Okay, and she would be his...
girlfriend.
Okay. And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say, uh-huh, you've been...
kissing.
Okay.
Or necking.
Okay. If the girl stops letting him come over to see her, you'd say she...
broke up.
Okay. He asked her to marry him, but she...
said no.
Okay. And say they were engaged, but all of a sudden she just... what?
Said, take me home.
Okay, all right. And they were engaged, and she decided she didn't want to be engaged anymore, so how would you say, what would you say she did?
She'd say, now, I'm just real sorry, but I don't want to go with you anymore.
Okay.
That's what I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Who was it? Wasn't
the
president?
No. But I went with the boy a long time, and I decided that he liked me better than I did him. I liked him.
Yeah.
An awful lot.
Yeah.
He was a fine person. And he was, outside of John, I guess he was the nicest boy I ever went with.
Uh-huh.
But he was hunting somebody to get married.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I don't believe we ought to go together anymore. He said, how come? And I said, because I think you like me in a different way to what I like you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I didn't say love.
Yeah. Did he understand?
Hmm?
Did he understand?
Yes, he did. He went to our church, and I taught Sunday school in the children's department. And, of course, he was in the young folks' class, and... after that, we'd sit together in church. But he never asked me for a date after.
Well, that was nice. Mm-hmm. That can end in disaster, too, because we have some friends that were married, and I know when they got married that he was just looking for somebody to marry, anybody.
Right.
Anybody mm-hmm. who was remotely suitable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they were married for 5 or 6 years, and then all of a sudden she came home one day and said, I want a divorce. And... they got a divorce, and 2 months later, she married somebody else.
Isn't that something? Well, I used to go with a boy, and I liked him from Brownwood. He was...